Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about something very important. Most people in the world enjoy it. Tea. We have David He. David is the Chief Strategy Officer of CloudTech, and he's also the non-executive chairman of Shanghai Jinchun Company. Hi, David, 你好.
你好, hi, hi, everybody.
Right, the reason you are here is because part of your family business, Shanghai Jinchun Company, owns many tea shops.
That's right. We have over 75 stores across Shanghai.
Right. And then why did you start with this tea business?
We started back in December 14. I think my dad was reaching a retirement age. I was really looking for something to occupy himself. At the same time, we spotted companies like Starbucks were opening thousands of stores in China. We thought that must be something there. So we studied the market of coffee chain business as well as tea in China. And very quickly, we came across the idea of opening our first branch in Shanghai, the first Nanyang Tea House branch,
right.
Nanyang Cha Pu.
Okay, so within 3 years, you have over 75 stores. I'm not sure that's exactly the definition of lifestyle business after retirement, but it sounds very exciting. Before we go into the details, how to expand the amazing tea stores you have, mm-hmm. Let's learn how to say tea in Chinese. Cha.
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 That's very easy. It's actually just like CHA and a second tone. So cha, we can make it very long because when we appreciate tea, we enjoyed it. So we can be really relaxed. Cha.
Cha.
Yeah. Cha, the character is quite interesting because originally the character had an extra stroke compared with the current character. And that was the shape of the plant, which is like one type of bitter plant in China. And then they drew the shape of it to represent tea in general. And later on, they got rid of the stroke in the middle. And then it looks like it's the grass on top. And then there's a person in the middle. And then there's a plant in the bottom. But in fact, there's nothing to do with a person. That person in the middle originally was the meaning of like a edible thing. So the grass from edible plant. Basically, that's a definition of cha.
Wow, you've just taught me something that I never knew before.
Yeah, so cha is a generic term. And of course, if you want to differentiate what type of tea, then we can say it like green tea, red tea, white tea, oolong
yes.
tea, or fruit tea, flower tea.
Yeah.
And in Chinese, it's the same as English. We just add whatever adjective in the front.
Mm-hmm.
So, flower tea, hua cha.
Hua cha.
Yeah, hua is flower. So, hua cha.
Hua cha.
And then we say oolong. Oolong is a direct sound translation, basically, of oolong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oolong.
Oo means very dark, and long is the dragon. So, dark dragon tea.
Yes.
And then, a very famous tea, actually called Oriental Beauty. The tea named by Queen Victoria.
Wow.
Yeah, some prestigious guest gave her a pack of tea. And the Queen Victoria was so impressed. And she said, hey, let me name it. It's called Oriental Beauty. So Oriental, we say Dongfang.
Dong
is the east and Fang is the direction. Dongfang Mei Ren.
Dongfang Mei Ren.
Yeah, Mei Ren, Mei is beautiful. And Ren is a person. A beautiful person is a beauty. Dongfang Mei Ren.
Dongfang Mei Ren.
Yeah, that's a very prestigious tea. And I noticed that when you have meetings or some social events with some government officials, either from China, from Taiwan or Hong Kong, a very common presence. It's a Oriental beauty. And they love telling stories about Queen Victoria.
Wow. I'll have to bring some next time.
Okay, I can share some with you. Okay, so cha is a very common drink. So tell me about why your Nanyang Cha Pu is so special.
I'll begin with the name Nanyang.
Yeah.
Nanyang is a region that we refer to in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
So countries like Malaysia and Singapore and Indonesia, all in the region of Nanyang. The reason why we name the tea house chain Nanyang Cha Pu is because we want to bring the tropical fruit and flavor from the Southeast Asia back into China.
Right, that's very cool. Okay, Nanyang, let's teach the audience a little Chinese lesson. Nan is south, and Yang is the ocean.
That's
so
right.
So southern ocean.
That's
and
right.
And that covers the areas you just mentioned. Nanyang.
Nanyang.
Yeah. And cha, everybody knows now, is tea. And pu, it's a way of, but quite an elegant ancient way to describe the store or shop or restaurant type.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Nanyang cha pu.
Nanyang cha pu.
Yeah. So, does that mean that it's more fruit and flower based tea you provide or anything?
We like to bring the really authentic flavor. Mm-hmm. So, for example, gula melaka, otherwise known in English as palm sugar.
Right.
It's actually a type of sugar made from the sap of flower buds from the coconut tree. Mm-hmm. So it has a unique flavor. And that's really one of the key ingredients we sourced from the Nanyang region mm-hmm. and appears in many of our drinks.
Okay. And you tend to add, as you mentioned, sugar into tea.
Mm-hmm. I think I've learned the word fusion.
Right.
Which is really a blend of the West and the East.
It is.
So we have green tea blended with cheese topping, for instance. And we have a tea that blended with coffee together with gula melaka, palm mm-hmm. sugar.
Right.
To give that very unique fusion flavor.
Right. Green tea with a cheese topping. That's very exciting. I would love to try. Let's carry on a couple of different type of teas. Okay, to say green tea based, green tea, mm-hmm. We just add green in front. So we say 绿茶.
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 And then to say red tea, actually in English they say black tea, but somehow in Taiwan, China, they say red tea because it looks a bit reddish.
That's right.
红茶.
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 Yeah, 红 means red. So 红 and 绿 together, we form the traffic light. 红绿灯.
红绿灯.
Yeah. And then some people, they prefer white tea. So we say 白茶.
白茶.
Yeah, but it's all generic term because the tea experts, they go into great details and they name different species of the tea and how it's been fermented or not been fermented. And then another tea you mentioned, I think is quite an important base of your Nanyang cha pu. Mm-hmm. It's a flower based, so 花茶.
花茶.
Yeah. Do you serve your tea cold or hot or both?
Both. And yes.
Okay.
And to be actually a bit more complex, we can have lukewarm as well as hot and cold.
Okay.
So
does that bring out different flavor?
Yes. And also I think the Chinese audience is quite different. Mm-hmm. Especially females, I think they tend to like lukewarm drinks compared
right.
to ice cold drinks.
Based on Chinese medicine.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
So we have to introduce some half cold and half hot type of drink.
So when we talk about hot tea, we say 热茶.
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 热 means hot. So 热. And then to say cold tea, we can say 冷茶. 冷 means cold. Or if we want to make sure that it's icy, mm-hmm. we say 冰茶.
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 冰茶. And then to say warm tea, we can say 温茶.
温茶.
温.
Wen.
Yeah, wen means lukewarm, or that can mean temperature as well.
That's right.
Yeah. Wen cha. Wen cha. So yeah, but according to the ancient Chinese medicine, Chinese ladies especially, they need to make sure they don't have much icy stuff. No ice, no ice cream, no iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
Some people pay a lot of attention to this.
Yes, I must say I've adopted the UK lifestyle. And when we first opened the store,
mm-hmm.
we got a lot of demand from the customer says, can you add some hot water mm-hmm. into the cold drinks we were serving. So very quickly, we have to adopt the local market.
Right. Okay.
To introduce
so
Wen Cha.
Yeah. You mentioned about a Starbucks concept. So am I correct that if I go to your Nanyang Cha Pu and I can say, hey, can I have this type of tea with this level of sugar, with this level of milk and with this topping and that topping? So I can totally customize my personal drink.
Spot on. That's
okay.
Right.
All yes. right. And then apparently it's very popular. Now you open 75 stores. Are they all in Shanghai?
They are all in Shanghai, although we want to expand to Sichuan
mm-hmm.
and Wuhan within China. And
right.
part of our 2018 plan is to come to London.
Okay, awesome. I can't wait. And then it's quite interesting to say you want to have a tea shop because tea is not just a beverage. It's not something you drink quickly.
Yes.
It's part of the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And then apparently, when I grew up, for example, when I was in the university, one of my favorite activities, in addition to karaoke, we loved going to tea shops. And then we just sat there having nuts and we make our own tea, a sort of mini tea ceremony type. And then we make our oolong, jasmine or our high mountain tea. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, it's a social and we talk about all sorts of things, mm-hmm. politics, ideas, philosophy,
yes.
or any things we care about.
That's right.
And it's a lifestyle thing.
Yes. And I really have a passion for tea. I'm a person that loves teas, all sorts of teas.
Mm-hmm.
In the UK, we go to coffee shops
right.
and we order English tea mm-hmm. or Earl Grey. I want to reverse the idea that people go to tea shops and perhaps they can order coffee.
Right.
Then the tea becomes the dominant drink.
Yeah, they talk about arts and culture in
yes.
your social space.
Exactly.
Okay, that's very exciting. To say the tea is so good, we say 好茶.
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 Yeah, 好 is good. So good tea. So when you sip your tea from Nanyang Cha Pu, you can say 好茶.
好茶.
And if you don't like it, what do you say it? No one ever said that in your tea shop, I guess.
No one, not until now.
Okay, we rarely hear people say that, but you can say 我喜欢好茶.
我喜欢好茶.
Yeah, I like good tea.
Yes.
我不喜欢不好的茶. I don't like a tea which is not good, which is sort of goes without saying.
Yes.
Yeah, to say drink tea, we say 喝茶.
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 Yeah, 喝 is to drink, so 喝茶 is drink tea. And you can say, for example, if you have guests coming to your house and you can say, hey, do you want some tea? You can say 喝茶吗?
喝茶吗?
Yeah, 喝茶吗? And that means 喝茶, question mark, spoken one. So spoken question mark, 喝茶吗? And that means, hey, do you want some tea?
喝茶吗?
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 And the answer can be 好,喝茶.
好,喝茶.
Yeah, 喝茶. Okay, thank you so much, David, for joining us. Today we talk about 茶, which is tea. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you've learned. 再见,再见, David.
再见,谢谢。
谢谢。